National Petroleum Authority has reviewed upward prices in petroleum products. The new prices take effect today. The Public Relations Officer of the NPE, Yaro Kasambata, announced that the prices have been reviewed because subsidies on petroleum have been removed.
Petrol, effective July 14, will go up by 23%. And so the new price is 3 cedis 36 per cent. And you have diesel going up by 22%. That is also going to sell at 3 cedis 27 per cent. Now, kerosene is going up by 23% to sell at 3 cedis 23 per cent. LPG is now selling at 3 cedis 32 per cent per kilogram. And premix is now at 1 cedi 57 per cent. And that's a 25.60% increment. So these are the breakdowns of the prices for petroleum product effective Monday, July 14.
Why this increase now, especially when the NPA said people should not expect an increase anytime soon? Why now?
Because at the time we were approaching our review date, and so we suspected that some retail stations were holding the product in order to benefit from new price. And so we had to put out that information that indeed prices were not going up at that specified date, so that people who were anticipating that increment and holding on to their product would sell them. Now, this is a different date because 14 is 2 weeks away from what we are actually talking about. So what we are actually dealing with is the prices for Monday, July 14th, and this is 2 weeks down the line. And this is only necessitated by the removal of subsidy on the product. We have said before that if prices go up and you don't see the reflection of it at the pump, it's because government has taken some bill and paid on your behalf as a consumer. Now, when that continues for a while and you don't see prices change at the pump, it's because there is some intervention there for your advantage. Now, what has changed now is because that intervention has been removed, because government over the period, we've all come to the conclusion that sustaining it was a problem because you promised to pay and the payments don't come on time, and then the banks and the BDCs are unable to do business and products run short on the market and all the inconveniences that brings to the consumer. So the decision has been to remove the subsidy, let the prices go at full cost so that at least some confidence is restored into the industry. I mean, the banks now know that even if going forward they still advance credits to the importers, the money will be paid because now the product is being sold at full cost and not at a subsidized cost as it was the case before.
I believe you are also aware that the GPRTU will be increasing transport fares by 15%. Did NPA make the GPRTU aware of this?
I know for a fact that the transportation fares will not be increased again because fuel prices have increased. Normally, their prices come after the fuel prices have come out. And so they say that it is factored into their bill. That what I can say is that the transportation fares that have been announced is all that there is. There will be no additional increment because of these prices that we are releasing now. What we are dealing with is for 2 weeks, and we are hoping that in the next 2 weeks, we are monitoring to see how the prices will be on international markets, and then we will keep the consumer informed of what the revised or the review process will yield, whether it will be a stability, a reduction, or another marginal increase maybe.
Are we to expect an increase in petroleum products again?
It is usually very difficult to speak in advance of what the event will be. I would rather we wait to see what the outcome will be, because sometimes the markets turn around and it is the dynamics of the market that will determine the results that we would have in 2 weeks.